Welcome to the David J. Sherwin podcast on self-care and discipline. In today's episode, we'll be discussing how to be disciplined with self-care. It's easy to neglect self-care in our busy lives, but taking care of ourselves is crucial to our mental and physical well-being, so let's dive in. First off, let's define what self-care means. Self-care refers to any activity or practice that we do to improve our well-being, whether it's physical, emotional, or mental. It can include things like exercise, healthy eating, relaxation, meditation, therapy, and more. So why is self-care important? It's because self-care is crucial to our well-being. It helps us to manage stress, improve our mental and physical health, and increase our overall quality of life. When we prioritize self-care, we are better equipped to handle life's challenges, and we can approach them with more clarity and focus. Now that we understand the importance of self-care, let's talk about how to be disciplined with it. One way to be disciplined with self-care is to make it a non-negotiable part of your daily routine. This means setting aside time each day for self-care, whether it's in the morning, afternoon, or evening. Another way to be disciplined with self-care is to plan ahead. You can create a self-care plan that outlines the activities or practices you want to engage in and when you want to do them. This plan can help you stay on track and make self-care a priority in your daily life. It's also important to set boundaries and say no to things that don't align with your self-care needs. This means prioritizing your own well-being over other people's expectations or demands. Saying no can be difficult, but it's important to remember that taking care of yourself is not selfish. Another key aspect of being disciplined with self-care is consistency. It's important to make self-care a regular part of your routine, rather than something you only do occasionally. By being consistent with your self-care practices, you can build healthy habits that will benefit you in the long run. Finally, it's important to be flexible and adaptable. Life is unpredictable, and sometimes things don't go as planned. When this happens, it's important to be flexible and adjust your self-care routine as needed. This means being open to trying new things and finding what works best for you. So, to sum it up, being disciplined with self-care involves making it a non-negotiable part of your daily routine, planning ahead, setting boundaries, being consistent, and being flexible. By prioritizing self-care in your life, you can improve your well-being and live a happier, healthier life. Thanks for listening to our podcast on self-care and discipline. We hope you found this episode informative and helpful. Don't forget to tune in next week for another episode on self-improvement. Have a great day.